seed. They will win 31 straight regular season football games. That, as I mentioned back in the early stages of the football game, dating back to the, I believe it is the fifth game of the 2007 season.
This team doesn't lose very often in the regular season anyway. I mean, they just, they learn to get things done here, you know, and I honestly thought coming into the season would be a bit of a down year for the Bearcats and, you know, quite a bit of experience lost, especially on that offense and defensive line last year. But this ugly team has really, really surprised me. They just, we saw them earlier in the year against Marlette. They looked good. They didn't look great. I didn't think they were outstanding. But then the difference in just 2 weeks when they came to play Harbor Beach, it was just total domination. And again, even more impressive here tonight against Deckerville.
On third down and four, the Eagles run it right up the middle. And Richard Wilfong, the ball carrier, little or no gain on the play. So fourth down coming up for the Eagles with the ball sitting right at the 50-yard line stripe. Bearcats with a 40-0 lead, the point differential rule in effect. And we talked about playoff points. We'll explain a little bit about that here, or as best we can, coming up right after this play. The Eagles in punt formation. Cleary and Peruski back deep on the return. Peruski will catch it at the 25-yard line. Up to the 30, he's at the 35, at the 40. One man to beat. As he's taken down, trips up in Deckerville territory near the 46-yard line.
Well, a nice return by Peruski there, getting the ball into Deckerville territory.
We talked about playoff points. A lot of people don't understand how this all works, but as best as we can explain it, the Bearcats, with each victory they get over an opponent, get so many playoff points for defeating that opponent. Now, every opponent that their opponent has defeated, in this case, the Eagles have beaten six other teams, thus coming into this football game 6-1. They get bonus points for every opponent that Deckerville has beaten this year. That's where the points really start to add up. This all goes towards the seeding in the districts. There are four teams in each district. Teams are seeded 1-4, with the top team getting home field advantage. Dakota Porzondek gets the carry. And a couple yards on the play, second down and eight.
Yeah,
so the Bearcats are playing for home field here tonight.
Yeah, essentially, I was just going to say the same thing. Essentially, a home field advantage for the first three rounds, really, on the line here for Ubley as, a win here tonight and, a win over North Huron next week will also go a long ways towards securing three home playoff games for the third year in a row.
Second down and eight coming up for the Bearcats. They'll hand it off. This time, Jesse Franzel, the ball carrier. As Franzel finds his way down towards the 40-yard line. Nice gain for Franzel. Second down and three coming up.
Got an update from down in Reese. Still a tight one there. Tied up after three quarters. Bay City, All Saints, and Reese at 14.
No change in that one. So basically a defensive stalemate going on there.
Yeah, heck of a game going on there. As I thought Reese might go through this regular season unbeaten, but Bay City All Saints really turning some heads here this year as the 5-2 record coming into tonight's action.
Bearcats looking at third down and three. Drake will hand it off. Jesse Franzel, the ball carrier. Franzel going to be close to first down yardage, but I believe he'll be short by about a half a yard here. So fourth down coming up for Ubley. We'll call it fourth and one.
Well, some of the Ubley reserves getting a little bit of action here as the lead is 40 points for Ubley.
Fourth and one. Bearcats have the football at the Deckerville 37-yard line. Going to go for it here. Drake calls out the play, takes the snap. He'll hand it off. And it's going to be Cade Kwiatkowski, the ball carrier, and he has a ugly first down.
Nice job there by Kwiatkowski. Looked like he was going to get stopped for a loss there, but kept the legs churning. Ended up picking up about 3 yards on the play and a first down, and keeps the clock rolling along here.
6.5 to go in the football game.
Some of the ugly linemen, the starters coming off as Coach Sweeney gets some reserves in, let them get some action here.
And we'll see a new quarterback come in for Ubley as well. As Austin Drake's night has finished.
It looks like Tyler Peruski will be up under center.
Full house formation behind him. He'll hand it off. First man through is dropped immediately. That being number 12, Jimmy Shaw.
Got wholesale changes along that Ubley offensive front and in the backfield as well. Got a pretty good running quarterback as well in the backup role, Tyler Peruski. That's not a bad option to have. You see that a lot of schools around the thumb. I know up at Lakers, Walter Van Hooten taking over at quarterback and really doing a pretty good job up there for him. He's the running back and backup quarterback, and here's Peruski on the run.
Yep, he'll just tuck it in, run it himself, and be forced out of bounds near the 25-yard line.
Peruski on the keeper for the Bearcats. Takes it down to the 24-yard line.
And actually taken out of bounds near the 24. That was just enough for an Ubley first down.
Well, nice job by Peruski there. Good balance along that sideline.
40 to nothing, 5:05 to go here in the football game. Bearcat win streak is going to hit 31 here tonight. On first down, Peruski comes up to the line of scrimmage here for the Bearcats. He'll hand it off. It's going to be Jimmy Shaw again, the ball carrier. And Jimmy Shaw going to pick up two on the play. We'll call it second down and eight. And with the running clock, this football game is humming right along here. Under 4.5 minutes left to go in the football game.
Yeah, it seems like the past few weeks we've been at some homecomings, the extra long halftime and other festivities there. The games have gone along a little bit slower, but tonight this one here, cruising right along. We've had the point differential rule in effect since the 1:27 mark of the third quarter.
On second down for the Bearcats, Peruski will hand it off. Zach Messing, the ball carrier. And Messing going to pick up about a yard, so third down and seven coming up. Under 4 minutes to go in this one. So third down and seven coming up. 3:40 to go in the ball game here. Next up for the Bearcats, home game with the North Huron Warriors for the first time in 7 or 8 years or so.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Next up for the Eagles, they, I believe, make the long road trip up to Lincoln Elkona to finish up the season. Another tough Class C school on the schedule. Two-game losing streak and having to make a long bus ride up north. That's certainly going to not sit well with the Eagles here.
Yeah, it's not going to be a fun week of practice for Coach Brown and the Eagles there. They got a lot of things to work on. I think pass defense mainly. One of the things that they were exposed last week against Marlette and Ubley really took it to them here in the first half in the passing game.
Peruski, the quarterback, going to tuck it in, run it himself. He dropped in the backfield for a loss. So the ball goes over on downs to the Eagles. One of two times tonight where the Bearcats were not able to score a touchdown. Third possession of the night ended in a punt, and their eighth possession right there ended on a turnover on downs.
And they also got held up at the end of the first half. They ran two plays and went out the half. The clock stopped them there. Nothing that Deckerville was able to do, but the clock stopped them there. But now we're looking to preserve the shutout here, up 40 to nothing.
So nine possessions instead of eight. Forgot about that one. Handoff for the Eagles. That looks like Wilfong, the ball carrier. And Wilfong has what looks to be a Deckerville first down on their own 37-yard line. 1:52 to play in the football game. Now coming up at the end of the football game, I'll head downstairs. We'll try and get some post-game reaction from Ubley head coach Bill Sweeney.
Can't imagine he'd be too upset with too many things here tonight. The defense playing very well. The offense, especially the passing game, kind of comes out of nowhere with Ubley. You know, they're known for their running game, but the passing game tonight doing a fantastic job.